Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. The Fun City Chorus has been part of the Hot Springs community for many years, and they recently held their annual Christmas concert. For our Christmas Day episode, we thought it would be nice to get the group to sing a pair of songs, as well as have their director, Steve Spakes, to talk a bit about who they are and what they do. To start off with, tell me a little bit about the chorus. I know y'all been here for...
You know, Fun City Chorus was actually began probably back in the late 60s, but it wasn't an organized group. There was a group of guys that had started. And then the chorus organized and incorporated either in 78 or 79. I think I came into the chorus 80 or 81. So we've been around Hot Springs for a lot of years. So we're incorporated and a nonprofit under what was called back then the Barbershop, Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America Incorporated. And they kind of shortened that. They said, that's a little much to, so it was shortened to Barbershop Harmony Society several years ago.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what y'all do, because I know this time seems to be one of your big times. Christmas and Valentine's Day seem to be your big things. But
yes.
I know y'all do stuff year-round.
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s, we did a major show every year. And back then, you could rent Horner. That was before they remodeled Horner Hall, built the convention center, anything. And you could rent Horner Hall, I guess, a little bit cheaper than what you can now. And we would have, I think the largest show we ever had, we had almost 1,700 people inside Horner Hall. I mean, it was totally packed out. They say the capacity's like 1,600 chairs, and we had almost 1,700 people in there. So we used to have nice shows like that every year. And then Hot Springs changed. You know, you got, back then you had the Miss Arkansas pageant and our show, and those were the only things in town. Well, now you look around Hot Springs during the summer months, and there's stuff going on everywhere, music festivals. So we kind of got off of the big shows. We picked them back up about 7 years ago with a series of shows. The first one was called Gangsters, Gospel, and Bluegrass, and Robert Raines was the star of that show and did singing. And then we did one, Give My Regards to Broadway, that Ken Goodman, we had the Stardust Band, so another really nice big show. We've done one called The Boys of Baseball, had several really, really nice stars on that. And then we, I think we kind of finished up that series of shows with the Cigar Box Men, which was a show about the moonshining in North Garland County. You're probably familiar with that
history. Right.
So, and then COVID hit.
Yeah. A popular tune for this time of year is always Silent Night. Here's the Fun City Chorus with their version of the 19th Century Carol.
You know, the barbershop style is, it's a special type of singing.
It is.
Why do y'all choose to do that? Because it's not easy. I mean, it's not as easy as your standard four-part harmony.
It's not. And you saw tonight, we used the guitars on a few songs. But for the most part, we don't have any accompaniment with anything that we perform. You know, barbershop has been around since the late 30s. And I'd like to say that it's a true American art form. It's actually had its early beginnings in England in barbershops. And then those barbershoppers, that literally barbershoppers, right, that cut hair and shaved and did medical procedures, whatever they did in those barbershops,
right,
they brought that art form over to America. So barbershop has been around for a long time, but as a incorporated society of singers, it's only been around since the 30s.
Yeah.
And it's grown from there. The Barbershop Harmony Society is in, I'm going to say, a little over 30 countries around the globe, in Great Britain, Australia. There's a chapter in Japan. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all over. There's, I'm going to say, probably about 30,000 total in, mm-hmm, in that singing society. And that's part of our, what we do is to preserve that art form of barbershop music. And it's fun to sing, too.
Right.
We enjoy singing that.
Yeah. So how many guys do you have, you know, total? I mean, I know everybody wasn't here tonight. You can't always have everybody show
right
up. But how many guys do you have involved in this?
We had about 30, and then COVID hit. And like a lot of groups have suffered because of COVID. I mean, that's changed our world so much. My gosh. You know, when we started back, you couldn't get all 29 or 30 back. You know, and we dropped down to about 16 or 17. And now we're back up to 22, 23. And we've got some new guys that are coming in after the first of the year. So we're going to be back up hopefully by Valentine's or, you know, mid-March, back up to 28 or so guys. So we'll be kind of back where we were. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And, you know, and you mentioned something that I was going to ask about is, you know, COVID did hurt because, you know, when you're dealing with your standard, you know, four-part harmonies, you don't have to, you can kind of just hear it yourself. But with barbershop, because of how intricate those harmonies are, you have to be close to where you can play off of each other.
Yeah,
and each other.
You got to be in the same room. So our society is, as a whole, really, really totally bought into all the CDC recommendations and all of that, and they were preaching online rehearsals where guys would actually sing with each other online. Well, our course never did that. I mean, that's just, I don't, first of all, you got to have a really good internet connection. You got to have the right program if you're really going to do it right. And a few places did it, but we never elected to do anything like that. And, you know, 20 guys in a room all wearing masks, that's kind of tough also to sing with a mask on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we would meet after the initial scare of COVID got over with, but still everybody was distancing. We would meet in this room, have all the fans on high. We had chairs around the entire room spaced about 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And we had cans of the spray stuff to kill COVID, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we would come in before rehearsal and spray stuff and wipe it down. We would get in and we'd take everybody's temperature. We were told don't shake hands, you know, all that kind of stuff. But then we would sit in this large circle and we'd sing without masks. And then you repeat the entire procedure except for the temperature taking when it's over with. Everybody puts their mask on, they leave, and three or four of us stood around and we wiped everything down again.
You know,
I mean, nobody knew what to do, really. You know, everybody was grasping back in those first 6 months of COVID for sure.
Yeah.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
So tell me a little bit about how y'all have been able to get things back to some semblance of normal since COVID.
Well, I think I've heard this said, and I think this is part of it, that our society in general, we're done with COVID. We're over it. You know, that's the general sentiment is, I don't want a distance, I don't want a mask, you know, I don't want to give up my life. And you can see that now in the restaurants and in the shopping centers and, you know, places like that. They're full of people. People are wanting to get back out and do things. And that's what's brought some back. They want to do things. And we just, every time we go out in public and sing, we always get an inquiry, man, I'd like to sing with you guys. So, you know, that's another one. So the more we get out and sing, the more opportunities we have to bring a new person into our group.
Yeah. If somebody's interested, you know, if they go to the show or if they just hear this podcast and hear y'all singing, you know, what would they need to do to get involved?
Just reach out to any of our chorus members. Mm-hmm. And if you go to funcitychorus.org, our mm-hmm. website, you're going to see 3 or 4 chorus members' names and phone numbers. And I think there's a contact spot in there. And then we've got a Facebook page, Fun City Chorus, on mm-hmm. Facebook. And you can find contact numbers and that information on our Facebook page. So really, just reach out and say, hi, I'd like to know more about you guys and about singing with you. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to enjoy the Fun City Chorus's rendition of O Come All Ye Faithful.
You know, are older, but yes. I do know that, you know, I heard you earlier, you said a couple of the new guys that are coming in are definitely younger. I mean, one of them, I think you said was 18.
Right.
So, you know, obviously I know you'd like to get more of that young blood in here, but you know,
I'm telling you though, these old guys, they are an inspiration to me because I don't know if you could tell or not. There were a couple of guys up there that were in their, low to mid 80s mm-hmm. and they go and they do all the time. They got more energy than Carter's got liver pills. And I'm going like, man, I hope I'm like that when I hit 82 years old. You know, it really is inspiring to me. And every guy up there has got a nice voice. And to be a part of our chorus, you don't have to read music. You don't have to know how to sing. All we ask is that you can carry a tune in a bucket, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Or if you hear a series of notes that you can kind of replicate those. We teach everything. We have learning tracks, sheet music, and we rehearse the song. So you don't have to be a musician or read music to be a part of our group.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And that's something I think that a lot of people who may not have had formal training might get scared about, because, you know.
They do. We've had, I had a friend of mine who's a guest came in. He sang with us one night. We had kind of a special guest night. Had probably 10 guys here. And he was sitting in there singing. And I reached out to him a day or two later. And he said, Steve, man, I can't do that. I said, why? He said, man, you guys are way, way above me. And this guy's a good singer. But he was, he felt kind of intimidated, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to be that way. We've got a guy on stage tonight, Brian, who has, he's only been at 3 or 4 rehearsals. He's brand new with us. Wow. And he's coming along real nice. So,
okay.
It works.
Sounds good.
You know, I want to mention one thing that COVID brought to us. We couldn't deliver any singing Valentines that first year of, God, when did COVID hit? January of 2020? March of 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember if we did Singing Valentines in 2020, but I know we didn't in 2021. So we did virtual Valentines. We got a group of guys together all dressed up, and we sang the Valentine songs. People would purchase them, and they could either send themselves a, they could, like a guy could take a picture, a video of himself on the phone, say, hey, baby, I love you very much, and I wanted to send you this Valentine, and then it fades into us singing to her
right
online. So we've had really some good success with what we call our virtual Valentines, and we would have never done that if COVID hadn't hit. So
right.
I guess that's one little bright spot in all of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys being here, and it was a treat to have you here, and appreciate the opportunity. Sure do.
All right.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Sunday. Thank you for listening.